My name is Devin Golden. I'm a senior here at Spring Hill College.
We get more assists than anybody in the league. You know, our kids take pride in sharing the basketball.
This is by far the best outfield, or possibly the best outfield in the conference.
Our showing at Mobile, that really wasn't it.
I think in a couple of years, he might have a chance to be drafted if he keeps getting better.
So welcome, Spring Hill College fans, to the 7th episode of the Spring Hill College Athletics Podcast. My name is Devin Golden. I will be joined today by junior first baseman Brad Holstein of the baseball team. He also went to my high school, and apparently my dad always tells me that whenever I was like a 10-year-old, I used to play soccer on the same team as him. I don't really remember this at all. But he will be joining me today, and we will talk about everything from the baseball team to funny stories to Ryan Cummings' epic, if you didn't hear it. If you weren't at the second game against Mobile, you wouldn't have heard it, but his epic speech where he basically made up new curse words. And, of course, you know, we will talk about the baseball team and how strong they've looked, 10-5 on the season conference. And I forget what – I think that they're 15-9 on the season overall. 15-9 is exactly it. I got it memorized. 15-9, 10-5 on the season in conference. Looking strong, third place in the GCAC. They got a shot, man. They got a shot, and it's fun to come into the spring when the flowers are blooming and to see, you know, the Spring Hill College right in the mix of the GCAC regular season. Softball team, yeah, I think they had a tournament this past weekend. You know, I think they had a split on either Saturday or Sunday, but other than that, they kind of struggled at the tournament. Tennis teams and men's and women's tennis teams looking pretty good. And of course, I think the golf team kind of had they kind of started their stuff. And of course, highlight this coming up. I got an insider notice. The battle of the sexes, the men's volleyball ball club against the women's volleyball team. They will have that, you know, rematch from last year. I know they had a match last year, which was very popular. A lot of people went. They will have the rematch this year. I don't know what the date is, but they will have that rematch. So I got the insider from my guy on the inside. That's what an insider is. But without further ado, you know, I'd like to get right down to this interview with Brad because I'm really excited for it. Only because, you know, baseball season in full swing, the team looks strong. I love baseball and I love the spring. So I just wish that it wouldn't be so cold whenever they were playing. That's not baseball weather. Come on. It's not baseball weather, but it's still fun, and it's still good to see the purple and white out there playing baseball and winning. They are winning consistently, and that is awesome. And I'm here with Brad Holstein, junior first baseman for the baseball team, and, you know, he's right in the thick of the baseball season. Brad has he has 6 home runs on the season, and he has a beefy .611 slugging percentage, which is leading the team. You know, at first, when I first saw it online, when I was looking at the stats, I thought it was your batting average, and I was like, oh my god, that's crazy. But then I realized it was your slugging percentage, and I was like, that's still pretty damn good. But just coming off a series against Mobile, you know, taking 2 out of 3, you know, that middle game, you know, every team has those bad games that, you know, every team has, like, that hitch in the road. You know, there's never been such a thing as a perfect baseball season.
Yeah, every team comes out a little flat one game, and, yeah, they beat us.
But still, winning 2 out of 3, you know, that's pretty darn good. And, you know, tonight we have Oklahoma Wesleyan here at Stan Galley Field. And I just have to ask, you know, they're from Oklahoma. They must be on spring break to come down to all the way to Mobile, Alabama.
A lot of the teams from the north or northern kind of states, when they get on spring break, they come down here, make a trip through Alabama and Florida.
So let's talk about the starting pitching now. You know, we were doing great, especially in the beginning of the season, and we kind of had a little rough stretch. Now, I know the Belhaven season wasn't the greatest for the starting pitching, but we got Nick Clapper back, and in that third game, he started against Mobile, and he looked locked and loaded, and he looked as dominant as he could have possibly been coming off an injury.
My freshman year, he was our ace, and he showed signs of that again on Saturday.
I mean, I think that he only gave up one hit in 7 innings, and even the hit really was kind of like a dinker, but, you know, that's pretty dominant. I was kind of surprised he didn't finish the game, but I use the metaphor of, you know, when you in major leagues, when you're going down to the trade deadline, every team that's in the race tries to get a tries to get a, like either the pitching problems, a new pitcher, and it's basically like getting a new ace at, I guess, the trade deadline. Except this is like to him coming back from an injury. I mean, it's like getting, you know, a big trade, you know, acquisition, you know, right down the stretch. Except that, you know, of course, we always had him. He was just kind of hurt, but he looked dominant.
If he can keep that going, then God, we'll be very happy to have him back like that.
And, you know, our starting pitching has actually been very good, especially early in the season. You know, David Dupuy, he's a newcomer. He's been very, very strong, and Joe Carter's been pitching very good. Even in, Joe Carter took the loss against Mobile in that second game, but he actually kind of had some bad breaks. And then Josh Eschington was kind of thrown into the mix last year with all the injuries, and he's, you know, he's held his own. He's done a very good job. I don't think that he didn't pitch this past weekend, but and sometimes he comes out of the bullpen, but he's, you know, he definitely gives the experience, especially early on, that, you know, I don't think Joe Carter had as much experience pitching or starting on that field. And, you know, and David Dupuy, he's a newcomer. He didn't, but Josh did. And so that was big. But, you know, someone who's really surprised me, and this is coming out of the bullpen, and this is another question mark heading into the season, was the bullpen, was Stephen Harrington, I think his name is.
Harrington's done a very nice job for us. That's been a good surprise for our bullpen.
You know, Steven, he has 16.1 innings pitched, and he has a 2.76 ERA, I think. And that's, you know, that 16.1 innings pitched is the most innings pitched by just a pure reliever, you know, not having a start, I think. He doesn't have any games started on the website. I might have missed a road game, or maybe the website missed one as well. But, you know, he was very strong in that third game against Mobile. He had an inning, and he would have gone two innings, but we won by the mercy rule, you know, and even then it was three up, three down. So he was strong. He kept the one hitter going for a Clapper. And another question mark I had coming into the season was who's going to play catcher. And Fred has been a huge, he's been a huge positive, and his clutch hitting has been solid. And I honestly think he has the biggest fan base out of everyone.
Fred is a character, and everybody loves him for it. So he does have quite a fan base. That's
is Fred the funniest guy on the team? Or I mean, if he's not, I mean, if you could tell me who it would be,
I would probably throw Fred in there. Like I said, he is a character, and he makes everybody laugh.
And also, if there's like one funny story that really sticks out in your mind, I don't know if you have like one exact story, but it could be on and off the field. There's like one funny story that just first thing you think of.
You didn't really prepare me for this one. Can I get back to you on that one?
Yeah, that's fine. You can get back to me on it, but So let's take a trip back to the second game against Mobile. You know, this was the game that we kind of, you know, a lot of great things didn't go our way, and we kind of just had an off game. And, you know, the speech, Ryan Cummings pulls the entire team over right next to first base, right down the right field line, and he basically gives a speech kind of right around the middle of the game, and you can basically, I think he said every single curse word in the dictionary.
Actually, yes, Coach has actually talked about that to us since then, is that the cursing has to cut down. Actually, here's a decently funny story, is me and a few of the other guys have decided for our Lenten promise to cut down on our cursing by every time we use a foul word, and we describe that as, if we couldn't say it in front of our mothers when we were kids, it's a curse word. We have to do 5 push-ups. So we either figure we're going to be jacked by the end of Lent or just not be cursing at all.
That's pretty good. And, of course, you know, Ryan Cummings, after that speech, I mean, he's going to have to probably do, what, like 100 push-ups?
Actually, he wasn't in on that.
So this weekend, like I said, you know, LSU Shreveport, huge series. And, I, you know, my only question is, are there any tarps along the right field line that we can possibly use to our advantage?
Not that I know of. I think they have their tarp off the side, but we always play pretty well when we go there. We always have at least one or two games where we fight them tough, and hell, we played them pretty hard here, took 2 of 3 from them, and I think we can do it again.
And I guess I'll ask this next. You know, last season I was at one of the games, and I heard someone over say that, you know, the outfield best defensive, or one of the best defensive outfields in the conference, and you know, Coach Sims said, you know, the strong point this year was the defense. And I truly believe this is possibly the best defense in the conference. And do you, in the 3 years that you've been here, is this the best defense, you know, outfield and infield that you've seen?
Definitely. Our outfield is, like you said, as solid as I've ever seen it. Ryan Hall and Justin can track down anything that goes out there. Andy does a nice job in left field. And our infield is probably as solid as it's been since I've been here too. I mean, Ryan Cummings is a really good shortstop. We picked up Bobby Voss, who's a transfer from Chicago, and he's done a great job. I hold my own at first. Blake is Mr. Utility. He goes everywhere and does a nice job everywhere.
And, you know, to complement the fielding, you know, our hitting, it's been, you know, we have decent hitting. Ryan Cummings is leading the team, I think, in RBIs and batting average. I think he's over 400 batting average, and he has 24 RBIs. But one thing I noticed, our clutch hitting is really good. I mean, anytime there's a runner in second or on second and third, and there's like one or two outs, you know, we're bringing them in.
We had a little bit of a problem with that, especially in that, I want to say maybe the first game against Mobile and the third, the first game against Mobile, when we would get guys on, we'd have a hard time driving them in. But for the most part in the season, you're right. We've done a nice job. When there are guys on, we can move them up, get them in.
And, of course, coming down the stretch, you know, it kind of all depends on our starting pitching. You know, Coach Sims actually said that was the biggest question mark, and that was going to be really what determined, you know, how good the season was and how successful the season was. And, you know, seeing a lot of these newcomers, you know, David Dupuy, he's a newcomer. He's a transfer. Joe Carter, he pitched a little bit last year, but he didn't pitch a lot. Stephen Harrington, I think that he's a freshman, if I'm correct.
He is a redshirt freshman.
Redshirt freshman. Okay, he's a redshirt freshman. He didn't pitch last year then. So he's still kind of a newcomer to the field and to the opponents and you know, facing them one-on-one and in person. But, you know, stuff's a little stretching over the next 3 weeks. You know, we have LSU Shreveport on the road. We have William Carey on the road, and of course, I think Tugulu. Are we making up the series with William Carey where it got, I didn't get rained up, but it got weathered out at William Carey earlier in the season?
As I understand it, we're going to play four when they come here. That's in the bylaws of the conference, and they want us to make up the other two games, but I'm not sure if that's even feasible. I really don't know.
Okay, so we still have four, though, at home against William Carey, and they're tough. And, of course, we have Belhaven at home, and we have mixed in there. We have Tugulu on the road. Speaking of Tugulu, they picked up their first conference win since moving to the GCAC. You know, I always kind of have the soft spot for Tugulu. I always kind of feel bad whenever we beat up on them.
When Tugulu came here, everybody said they're considerably better, and they will beat someone this year, and they happen to beat Loyola, which I'm fine with.
You don't mind them being Loyola. I know we're kind of rivals with Loyola, so of course you don't mind them being Loyola. We're 10-5 coming down the stretch. You know, we can do it. We can win the whole thing. You know, coming down the stretch, I know we have a legit shot. I know there's some surprise in my voice, only because, you know, we've never been in this situation this late in the season since I've been a student here, and I've been following the season, the team, hardcore since sophomore year for the Spring Hillion, and of course junior year I did the same thing. I know I kind of got ragged on by the team a little bit my junior year. I was kind of a little negative.
Everybody was.
But like I said, we've never really been in this position before, and I really think we can do it, you know?
Oh, most definitely. Our hitting is doing very well right now. Our pitching's great. Our defense is good. I mean, we're as good as anybody in the conference.
You know, and I think we're two games back from Belhaven in the conference. We're in third. We're ahead of LSU Shreveport, but I think we're one game back from William Carey and two back from Belhaven. So yeah, we can do it. You know, we have Belhaven here, you know, for a 3-game series, and William Carey here for a 4-game series. So, you know, thank you again for joining me, Brad. I told you it wouldn't take that long, and of course, you know, it'll be something if we can pull it off and win the GCAC that regular season and of course the tournament. That'd be something, but. Good luck, of course, tonight against Oklahoma Wesleyan, Brad, and for the team. And good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you.
That was junior first baseman Brad Holstein. He's leading the team in home runs and slugging percentage on the year. Like I said, baseball team, baseball season in full force. Go out and support this team because they look strong and they have a legit shot to win the GCAC this season. Other than that, sayonara. Have a great week. I might not have an episode next week because my recording studio is being overrun by, well, WHIL needs it for their pledge drive. And, you know, this is WHIL's recording studio. I'd like to give a shout out to WHIL because they allow me to use the recording studio and all the recording equipment to record this podcast. But they have their pledge drive. And, of course, their stuff, of course, will come first. This will not make them any money. A pledge drive will make them money. So they have to use, of course, their pledge drive. So I might not be able to do a podcast next week, just let y'all know, to the 10.5 listeners that I have. So I might not be here next week, but I do want a special guest for either the next episode or the one after. I want to get Father Salmi. He has a lot of ideas for how to improve the athletics program, what he wants to do with Dorn Field. And, you know, Father Salmi, he's kind of an epic character, kind of like a myth, a legend to him. I want to get him in here because I know that he'd just be a great interview to have. And then we'll have either one or two more episodes. That'll be it for the podcast for the semester for my senior seminar. I don't know if anyone wants to take on this project. If they do, they can talk to me, but unless I'm getting paid, because I have to go find a job. I have to graduate and find a job. So, and this is, of course, unless the school pays me, this wouldn't be my job, and I couldn't continue doing this. Enough of me ranting. Have a great week. Might see you this next week. Might not. If not, March Madness, fill out your bracket. That's the only national attention I'll ever give to anything. Fill out your bracket. It's the best 3 weeks in sports.